Hello and welcome to Techlandia. Techlandia is a proud member of the Education Podcast Network. Podcasts for educators, podcast by educators. For more great content, please visit edupodcastnetwork.com. That's edupodcastnetwork.com. Hello and welcome to Grumpy Old Teachers. It's my favorite month, the month of February. Nothing says happiness in February to John Samuelson like the month of February, my least favorite month of all time.
At least you picked a short one, John.
That's right. I picked a short one. This is what I feel about February. I feel February is kind of like sad trombone. So let's use that.
You just don't love love, John.
That's right. I don't love love. And where is the love? Like, where is my, you know what? Where is my Twitter love? I got a follow Friday the other day. I didn't even know what a follow Friday was. I don't think I'd gotten one for like a year from somebody until I finally got a follow Friday. What, I'm not worthy of following on Friday or Thursday or Wednesday. Anyway, John Samuelson, I'm in Portland, Oregon, repping the Trailblazers with my sweatshirt. What up? Now we're going to kick it down to the main man of this podcast. He puts the capital B in Bedley Brothers. His name is
just in brothers.
just in the brothers part of it. And his name is
Scott Kazmir.
You almost fooled me on that one, Scott Bedley. I was like, oh, he's actually going to do it today. He's not.
I just read an article, by the way, John, posted on Facebook, La Face Buche, that said, you know, the oldest in the family is actually the smartest. A recent study proved this, apparently. So,
I still say I point to The Simpsons as evidence to the contrary. Lisa's definitely smarter than Bart.
Hey, John, this just in another recent study, unrelated to that study, the youngest is both the most attractive and the most creative.
Yeah, what do they mean by intelligent? Are we mentioning it? Are we measuring our intelligence DeVos style? And remember, people, I'm going to call her, you know, I want to say, you guys that are ripping on Betsy DeVos, let me just tell you this. I was old school ripping on Arnie.
I think it's pronounced DeVos.
DeVos. Maybe we should call her DeVos. I was old school ripping on Arnie Duncan and the Secretary of Education long before it became fashionable with this DeVos person. Now that reminds me too much of Debo. Let's call her Debo, like from Friday. Debo.
Debo. Hey, John, I got a question.
Yeah.
Trump's keeping all these promises. Why isn't he keeping the promise to get rid of the Department of Education?
Right. That's a good point. You know what? That was the only thing that kind of excited me was the mass chaos of maybe the Department of Education does need to be blown up. Now, think about
this
first.
Now it does.
Okay, well, now for sure. But let's think
all
about
these
this
opinions are only ours and not they're not representative of our sponsors.
They're right. They're not representative of our school districts. Let me just say, if it wasn't for if they didn't cut the money, let's say they cut everybody that works at the Department of Education,
right,
takes that money, chops it evenly among, you know, whatever they do, electoral college style, whatever, you know, way they want to chop it up, keep the money there and give it to the states and let the states run the show. I would be excited about that. Yeah. I think that might be what we need. I don't know. And now where's the promise? The promise has been broken. Now we have Debo. Okay. So now from now on, we are calling Betsy DeVos. I'll call her by her right name one time. Betsy DeVos will now be referred to as Debo on the show. And if you've ever seen the movie Friday, Debo is a mean character that tries to take everything from everybody. It infringes on Chris Tucker and Ice Cube's like right to just hang out on their, you know, the stoop, right? I mean, that's what DeVos is doing. So anyway, she's now Debo, and she's just as despicable of a character as Debo is in that movie. And at the end, we all know that Debo ends up getting his bell rung by our hero, Craig, aka Ice Cube. So there we go.
in the Debo. real world, that's Craig Yen, everybody who's gonna like take care of Betsy.
Debo, we should sit Craig Yen on Debo.
How is Craig Yen?
I don't know. How is I don't know. I would like, I think I saw somebody tweeting at him the other day, so that was good. That's a good sign for Craig. Craig Yen.
I miss Craig Yen.
We miss you, Craig. We miss Craig. Craig, are you coming to Q? Are you going to come and see the great session? Scott, what are our sessions that we're doing? I forget.
We're doing something with Brian on podcasting.
We're going to do a Brian Briggs, Ryan O'Donnell. Ryan O'Donnell, by the way, of the top 50 edutainment blogs by some person that put together a list, and he's honored.
Hashtag so blessed.
Hashtag you know we love lists. Ryan O'Donnell. We know Ryan O'Donnell will actually listen to that. So, Ryan, that's good. I mean, I think that, Ryan, whenever I look at you, you always seem to have a blog post going. So, more power
to you. You've talked to me about it. You appreciate his blog post,
actually. I do. I think he's got – I think the guy has great ideas. He's not edgy famous, but he's – maybe he should be. Maybe we should start, like, lifting him up and rising a star. Ryan O'Donnell, Creative Ed Tech. Is that Creative Ed Tech? That's his Twitter handle, right?
Check him out on Check This Out.
Check him out on Check This Out, the podcast with the one, the only Brian Briggs, who is known as Bri, B-R-I Briggs, on the Twitters.
Or like we like call him.
Yeah, what do we call him? You're going to say something mean. We are not going to call him Debo.
I was going to say B-Money, dude. He's B-Money.
Yeah, B-Money. Yeah, so Debo, I don't know what's up with Debo.
John, you don't have me on camera the whole time this time, do you? Because I will come at you, dude.
I know. I did that. Look, I'm on camera. Okay, look, I'm on camera. This is a trick I've played on Scott for the last – well, it was just last time. For the podcast, I haven't uploaded yet, but I will upload – I haven't actually downloaded, so it'll come up there soon. But,
the YouTube views, by the way.
I know. Well, one time I did it by accident, and then last time I just didn't like the way I looked. I never liked the way I looked, but I really didn't like it last time. So I just put on Scott. He's very handsome. If you haven't watched us on YouTube, take a gander sometime. Scott Bedley, we like to say, is easy on the eyes.
With the light this low, I am good looking.
I know. I have my old school flux on too. I think that's what it's called. I have my F.LUX going. So now I'm a little bit muted right here. So it feels better. I'm a little bit easier on the eyes if you just harsh the tones down about 40%. Anyway, so some cool things going on in the world, and we are going to hit high notes of number one. We got Debo out of the way right away. Yeah. So Debo. Betsy, and maybe we need to call her Betsy Debo every now and then. No, but I was thinking about sending her some really ratty pencils from her first tweet. I was really thinking about just collecting some pencils, or maybe just getting a box of pencils made that says bear repellent, and then, you know, second line of bear, grizzly bear defense, and then getting her some pencils.
Oh, come on, John. You got to have a sense of humor. Gee.
I know. Come on. She was just talking. She was just trying to be clever. She was trying to be the.
Oh, player. Yeah.
I saw her. Did you see them portray her on Saturday Night Live?
No, I haven't seen
that. Oh, my gosh. That was so funny. That was when Melissa McCarthy did the Spicer thing. Okay. And, oh, my gosh. She came out and just was like, you know, she kind of acted like Arnie Duncan, actually. Kind of clueless.
I was going to say shooting hoops. What?
Yeah. Well, oh, I forgot to tell you. Okay. I had my best tweet ever, and nobody saw it because I didn't put a period. Like,
wait, that's all my tweets.
In front of the at sign. But I saw one where somebody said, like, does Betsy, talking about Arnie Duncan, comparing Arnie Duncan and Betsy Debo. And so what happened was, you know that I'm a big fan of Arnie Duncan's basketball skills. You know this.
You are. Like, he's legitimately. Really
yes,
are.
I am legitimately think he is a great basketball player. He played for Harvard. I mean, what else? He's played college hoops. What else do you have to know?
Yeah, you gotta be a thinking man to play for Harvard's basketball team.
That's too. Right. So I found a – so they were. They said, I wonder if – I'm going to screw it up, but they said, I wonder if Betsy Debo can play basketball like Arnie. And I said, No, you did not. You did not just say that. So I said, not only does she not have those skills, I found a GIF – of Arnie Duncan in the celebrity basketball game,
really?
Making a no look behind the back pass for a layup to one of the WNBA players. So then I said, no, you didn't. Arnie has mad skills. Attached the GIF and then hashtagged it, no behind the back pass. No, no behind, no look behind the back pass left behind or something. It was pretty, something like that with no child left behind and behind the back pass thing. But I thought it was good. I don't know. It's probably, now that I'd explain it so much, it's probably pretty bad. I still think it's my best tweet in years.
John, I'm going to give you like a B for effort there.
Okay. Yeah. How hard is it to find a GIF of Arnie Duncan making a pass in the celebrity All-Star basketball game?
You've been waiting years to pop that one out, haven't you?
Oh, my goodness. So great. So great. So anyway, so we took out Betsy DeVoe, but we would like to know about Global School Play Day, and we would also like to now make the push at 11:26 Pacific Standard Time on February 11th. Is it the 7th? 7-11? It's the 11th, dude. So let's go sign up for Global School Play Day now. And we're going for a $500,000. That's what I'm going for personally.
February 7th.
February 7th is the date for next year.
Yes.
Okay, I was talking about the date right now. So we're right. So we're going 361 days from now.
Just think the Wednesday in February.
First Wednesday in February, which is the 7th. That's as late as Global School Play Day can happen almost.
Pretty much.
Oh my gosh. So you have no excuses this time. It's not like this year where it's February 1st and it just sneaks up on you. It's the 7th. $500,000. We're going for a $500,000. How many people, Scott, participated?
John, it was, first of all, the day was just awesome. If you participated in it, you know exactly what I'm talking about. But we had 51 nations from around the world with kids participate. 51 nations. John, I look at the list and I'm just like, oh my gosh, 51 nations from around the world, over 280,000 kids. Over 280,000, over a quarter of a million kids participating in Global School Play Day this year. It was just awesome.
That's good. You know what? I always used to listen to my man Jack White. I only thought there were seven nations, and they all had a seven nation army. But yeah, so that was good. I tell you what, Scott, when I walked in and I saw all these kids playing Bop It in the hallway, and I'm like, whoa, these kids are playing Bop It. And then I went in the room and I took a little footage. That was a good tweet too. But I was so happy that teacher decided to listen to my email and sign up. And she probably didn't even sign up, to tell you the truth. She just did it because one of the other teachers told her, and she actually didn't see my email. She saw his email. Of course, nobody sees my email because nobody pays attention to me. But I was so happy that I was like, this is great. I'm like, thank you. Thank you so much. And then Global School Play Day retweeted it. And then I was like, all right, there's Scott retweeting it for me.
John, you know who we need to tweet this out really badly?
I can think of so many people. Mr. McNology. I know how many people were participating in Global School Play Day, McNology. Come on, McNology. Where were they? Where were the teachers from Redmond? Because he's in Redmond, Oregon. He lives in Bend, but he's in Redmond, Oregon.
Right, which is a neighboring town.
Yes.
A beautiful neighbor. I love that area.
It's a beautiful area. I've heard. I've still never been there.
I'm sure he's wondering why you haven't been there yet. No, it was awesome, John.
He's probably like, dude.
To see tweets coming across from like South Korea and New Zealand, and then, you know, follow those tweets around the world is just kind of one of the exciting things for me to get pumped up the night before, you know, because that's California, West Coast, Oregon time. We are watching those come out around 8 o'clock at night. All of a sudden you're like, oh man, this is happening again. Yeah. And this is awesome. And you know what, John, I think the trend we're seeing is it'll be like one teacher will sign up at a school and then every other teacher hears about it and goes, why didn't you tell me about that? Mm-hmm. I want to do that. And so the next year, you know, we've only done it 3 years, but we're seeing this like after the first year, then the whole school basically jumps in the following year. And same thing. One classroom the second year, the whole school jumps in the third year. So I think we'll keep seeing those kind of trends just because people believe in it. When you really start to research and learn about play, it's just that's just where you got to be.
Yeah. I saw that the neighboring teacher I know really well at that school, and she was like, she was having me in for a lesson. And then I was like, why aren't you playing? I'm like, if anybody, I thought she would play for me. We were actually born on the same day, Scott Bedley. We found this out somehow. Did I ever tell you the story of how this teacher and I found out we were born on the exact same day in 1970? She was sitting there doing calendar.
This is like a Thomas Jefferson, John Adams kind of a thing.
No, I know. So then she goes, she's doing calendar as you do with kindergartners, right? And so she said something, and I said, well, we all know, and it wasn't even September. I'm like, we all know September is the best month. And they're like, the kids are like, well, why, Mr. John, you wacky goof, and who comes in every once in a while? They said, because that's when my birthday is. And she's like, oh, yeah, mine too. I said, yeah. And I said, well, September 4th. And she's like, yeah. And I'm like, no, that's my birthday. I'm like, when's your birthday? And she's like, September 4th. I said, okay. I said, how old are you? Because she doesn't look near as old as I do, right? And she's lived her life much better than I have. And yeah, she's like 1970. And I said,
I blame Texas, John, for that.
Yeah, the Texas years. Man, those wear on you, those Texas years. But you know what? It was the Texas years of eating like breakfast tacos and then
that's what I mean.
Torchy's tacos and then Torchy's burrito.
I would not stop eating if I lived in Texas, man.
Oh man, or you go to the barbecue joint and you go to go to the Salt Lake barbecue. So anyway, now you got me hungry.
And then you're a Cowboys fan and you get your spirit crushed.
Right, then you're like a Cowboys fan and then they lose.
An awful, awful year.
So anyway, sorry, wait. That was the sound of Ann Jenks tuning out right there.
Sorry, Ann,
with the sports talk. But yeah, so it's a good thing. So we did a lesson. She didn't participate in Global School Play Day, but I was so happy that the other teacher did. That was worth it enough for me. It was good to see. Awesome. Good to see.
There was definitely a lot of participation from across the United States. I think there was only maybe two or three states that didn't have. Last year we had every state, but guess sure. Hawaii didn't.
Hawaii didn't. Well, you know what? We need to talk to some people then. I think we know some Hawaiians.
Montana, John, was the other one.
Oh, and then, that was because my mom told them not to. My mom, she's like, she's trying to get my attention any way possible. So even if it's good or bad, you know.
And then your absolute favorite state, Nebraska. Wyoming. Wyoming did.
Wyoming usually they pay their teachers well in Wyoming. Uh-huh. That's usually a good education state.
I should double check before I rip on those two.
You said two, but then you just named three.
No, three. Okay, three. Sorry, okay. I apologize. I said two.
Okay. So you got Nebraska.
Fact checkers, check me. You can actually see the list of every single entire school that's registered. You can go to the website, globalschoolplayday.com. You can register your own classroom. But on the left-hand side menu, you can see all the schools. It links you right to the Google Sheet. You can see every single school from every single country, the amount of kids. Like, it's awesome to just scroll through that for a long time. You got to scroll for a while, John. Yeah.
I'm sure you had the sound of my computer booting up. Yes. I miss. Well, we'll have to get our sound effects back soon since April 25th.
Thank you, Google.
So, Scott, to segue out of Global School Play Day, which we will urge you to sign up for probably every podcast from now until February 7th of next year, tell us a little bit about the Ed Camp Summit that you went to, because I'm about to go to it. I'll be at it in 2 weeks from today. I'll be there.
Yeah, I was lucky enough to get to go to the Ed Camp Leadership Summit in San Diego. Joanne Fox DM'd me and she's like, you got to check this out. I'm like, oh, yeah, I do need to go to that. And then luckily enough, JRGO was down there. Dan Bennett. Jen Roberts. And then the LS _ Carl was actually there from Canada.
I'm sorry, we only educate Kong Americans on this.
it was great to see Carl. We actually did a whole round down there, John, of archive, desktop, or delete. Maybe a couple rounds of that game. archive, desktop, or delete. We were like, social media, archive, desktop, or delete. And if you haven't started playing this game yet, it's basically like archive means you might come back to it later. Desktop means you love it, you're keeping it. And delete it means you're going to get rid of it out of your life forever. And every single person in the game for social media, maybe one person didn't, was like, delete Facebook. Like, everybody wanted to delete Facebook.
Good. I'm telling you, I've been trying to start that for a long
time. I know, but people are all on there, so they stay.
I know, I stay too. We should, you know what? That reminds me. There was a big boat show going on in Texas where I was kind of talking to some of my old friends down at the TCA conference. Maybe we should bring up the schedule and do a little archive, desktop, and delete on some session titles.
I think we should, John.
And you know what? I won't look at who's doing the sessions. We will just do this fresh. I think it's a great idea.
Okay.
And I'm sorry if I offend anybody when we look, as I'm pulling up the sessions right now. Let's try and see if we can pull that up. But
we had a lot of fun playing that game, just in the discussions that brought up on there.
So what did you talk about with all right? So for the people that don't know, and I always just assume everybody knows Ed Camps, and I shouldn't assume everybody knows Ed Camps, but Ed Camps are just the movement that's been going on for quite a while now, where teachers get together and we're sick of, you know, you're sick of, I have an in-service day, and then, you know, my district makes me sit in on this thing where I'm supposed to be like actively monitoring people or whatever, you know, whatever the district office decides that they think I need for professional development, even though they haven't been stepped one foot in my building or gone out of their little ivory tower.
They spent a lot of money on something and they need to, they spent a lot of money and
they need to justify it. Yeah. So the idea is that you go to Ed Camp on a Saturday, you just propose what you want to learn and people get into a room and they discuss it. It's no real leader. There's no slides involved. It's just people can share stuff. And sure, people, if there's a projector, can project some samples of work or samples of things that they have, but it's supposed to be just a sharing time.
Yeah, it's relying on the expertise of all of the people attending rather than having one person raised up as on a pedestal and say they are the experts and we need to listen to them and follow what they say. So it was great. You know, people submitted sessions. There was some things on design thinking that I went to that was fantastic. And there was some teachers that had worked at Design 39, which is in California, one of the kind of the lighthouse schools for design thinking and project-based learning. And they're doing all kinds of maker stuff. And it's one that people go to visit to see, like, how do we do this kind of thing? And then they're like, we can't do this. So let's just go back to what we know.
Yeah, no, that's too hard. Why do they call it Design 30? What's the 39 stand for?
I don't know the history behind the name at all.
Does it just rhyme with 30? They could have put 49.
They could
design have. Design 49. Design 59.
Yeah, I'm sure there's a story to it, but I don't know that story.
Just. Design 99 would be too much, I think, and then you're like overkill. But that is a little overkill. You know what? Design 39, that's our age, right? We're 39 years old. That's why.
That's what I tell my son every day.
So where is the Design 39? Is it in Palo Alto?
It's in Poway, which is
I was close. Poway.
Yeah, Palo Alto. You're only about a 7-hour drive.
I'm only I don't know my California geography. It just sounded the same, so I thought they're real close together.
It's not like close to the South Bay.
Okay, it's not close to South Bay.
It's more close to Mission Bay, which is in San Diego.
I like Mission Bay.
Either one of the South Bays. There's a South Bay in LA, and I think there's a South Bay like up in the San Francisco Bay Area.
Let's give it up for Mission Bay and Garnett Street. I love Garnett Street. Many happy memories from my 20s and early 30s.
It was a great conference. Ruben Hoffman came over. And we just had good discussions, John, and that's what I love about
Ed Camps. Why did he stay the whole time?
He was at a conference at High Tech High.
Oh.
I think it was at High Tech High, but he was at another conference that was like, it was awesome. He was actually, John, this was really cool because, you know, I'm doing those sound prompt things for kids and writing. He was recording some stuff, and he keeps doing this for me. It's awesome. He'll be out. He'll just shoot me over a recording of some sounds that I can use with my kids in my class, which is just awesome of him.
Well, so. I mean, it's easy for him to shoot out all these sounds because he's a TOSA, so he doesn't really have any responsibility, right? He could be walking around and be like, oh, yeah, look at this. Kids playing as I'm walking in a field trying to take a mental break. You know what I'm saying?
Usually it's the sound of, like, milk being steamed.
Here's a latte of sound, Scott.
Yeah. You know what, John? I met down there a teacher who just kind of blew me away. His name's Eric Cross. He's at SD Teaching on the Twitters. Follow this guy. He is a seventh grade science teacher, science tech educator at Albert Einstein Academy.
Oh my God, this guy sounds so pretentious.
He is not at all.
No, I'm just kidding. My name is SD Teaching, and I teach at the Albert Einstein Academy. And the S stands for science, and the D stands for design thinking, and it also stands for San Diego. And I'm a teacher, but I'm also learning. You know what I'm saying?
John, you would have been blown away by this guy. He's a rainbow unicorn.
A rainbow unicorn
all the way. Young teacher. But it's a second career. He was in banking and left it because he's like, I want to actually make an impact on the world. He's like, money doesn't get you anywhere. What really gets you places is like having an impact. And the things that he's doing and the way he's approaching teaching is just beautiful, because it's all about, how do I love these kids? How do I impact these kids? But I've never, you know, it was impressive to hear him talk. And he's a rainbow unicorn, John. That's all I'm going to say. That's all I can
say. Sounds good. All right. Well, I'll follow him on the Twitters for sure.
Yeah. He's a definite follow. And he's a guy you want to talk to at some point too.
Okay. Sounds good. All right. As long as he's not snooty.
No, not at all. This is like your kind of person that you you'd love this guy.
All right, that sounds good.
And all kinds of like amazing people at this conference. That was the best. It was a chance, and it kind of revived my passion for PD again, because I hadn't been to an ed camp in a little bit. It's been a while for me too. And I got there, and you know, I'm having these conversations and just being inspired by these other teachers that are doing killer stuff in their classroom. And I think all of us really felt that way at the end of the week. And it was like this kind of like, you know, it was this camp experience where you go away and you come back all like, yeah, I'm going to change the world again. it was just great. It was fantastic. I think you're going to love your experience up there in Portland. You know, if anybody out there has a chance to go to one of those, I would encourage them heavily to.
Okay. Well, we'll see. I've been trying to spread the word for the Portland one, so I'm all locked in. I'll have been at my favorite conference, Integrate Ed, right before, and it rolls right into it for the weekend. So I'll probably be burnt out when I roll into work on Monday. What will it be? February 27th. Not to be confused with February 7th, 2018, the first day of Global School Play Day. The only day of Global School Play Day. Hey, have you ever considered that? Have you ever considered going like 6 months down the road?
We have.
Global School Play Day?
We put out a little survey this year, and overwhelmingly, people wanted a second play day.
Wow!
In the Northern Hemisphere fall,
right?
And so, you know, we're definitely considering it. It takes a lot of effort to promote one Global School Play Day, mm-hmm. And so I think the team of, you know, just the few of us that are trying to make this happen are a little bit overwhelmed with thinking about trying to make two happen. So we'll see.
Hey, when I was thinking about it, so
people could do Global School Play Day every day if they want.
Sure, they could do it every day, and then they would get fired because their test scores would be horrible. I would be
curious to see what their test scores would be. Actually,
I know it would be kind of a good. We should get a little test group going. So you know what is interesting, and then I'll quit on the Ed Camp thing. So I feel like one of the things with Ed Camp is I was watching the social media Twitters today, and was one of the things you talked about was it the problem that it seems like there's, you know, there's a set of rules. I feel like I know the set of rules for Ed Camp pretty well.
Right.
I feel like I know this.
What would you say the set of rules are, John, for Ed
Camp? So I think.
Or the spirit of Ed Camp.
The spirit of Ed Camp is you come in with no, you know, pre-made slides and things like that. There's no special keynote speaker or something like that. And you come in, you sit down, and you decide the schedule that day, and there are facilitators of the conversation, but nobody's supposed to dominate the conversation. Nobody's definitely supposed to get up there and kind of do a sit and get,
right?
You know, and sit there and do those things. You're supposed to talk with people, and you know, at lunchtime it can be just like a kind of a social lunch where you're supposed to reach out to people that you don't know and get together with educators you normally wouldn't get together with in your building, and you know, just kind of try and find some things and make some connections so that maybe you can connect with that person later on, you know, right, on the Twitters or whatever. So I was watching EdCamp, was it EdCamp SV, was EdCamp Silicon Valley?
Yeah.
Was that it? So I saw that they had a keynote speaker, but they didn't call him a keynote speaker, they called him a kickoff speaker.
Yeah, it seems to be kind of a phrase for,
right? So that
the
that's
keynote cheating. Speaker at Ed Camps is the kickoff speaker,
right? There should be no, the kickoff should be,
the kickoff is like what Ed Camp is,
right? And what you do. What I just said, what I just said, here's the rules, like,
what's the conversation, use your feet to vote
and use your feet and leave, right? You don't have to stay in a room, you don't have to be polite, you can go there if it doesn't pertain to you, nobody's offended, that you leave the room and you go out. And you're supposed to, you know, I used to use it a lot to share like resources that I had made, like lists of stuff, and if people asked for it, then I'd be like, here, I've got a list of stuff that you can use and links, and you can check this out, and here are some good ones and here are some bad ones. But yeah, I saw that today and I thought, see, this is the problem with EdCamp now. Or I saw somebody else like saying, I'm so happy that such and such donated these, some, it was something like, I don't know if it was Chromebooks or not, it probably was Chromebooks, but like, I'm so happy that so-and-so donated these Chromebooks for prizes for EdCamp SV. And I'm like, see, really, that's what it starts to become about then. And I've seen that happen where it becomes, it's not supposed to be, you go there and you want a, you know, you get a bunch of stuff from vendors for prizes. You're supposed to just go there and talk. It's more about people. And right. I feel like that they've lost that now when you start doing kickoff speakers or whatever.
Yeah, and I'm almost them, like less bothered by the whole like giveaway of things. Like that doesn't bother me so much because I would never, I personally would never go.
Right.
Or, you know, some stickers and a t-shirt from Voxer or whatever.
Right.
Although we love the people at Voxer. So,
yeah, but, I've talked to the people at Voxer. Yeah, sure.
But
give me a few free months. Have, but like,
kickoff speakers, just, it was just really interesting and to see, you know, slides coming across, and there was, it was obviously a presentation. John, I wouldn't be offended if they had like a pre-party to the Ed Camp that wasn't part of the Ed Camp. If you wanted to come here to this person speak, come here. But then the Ed Camp is going to be the Ed Camp.
Right. But have a thing afterwards. We used to have the, used to have the meetups at the Ed Camp Dallas. Matt Gomez would throw down. We'd all meet before and we'd talk to people. And I remember one time I met a really nice guy from TechSmith there. And then he talked about stuff, but the TechSmith people didn't, they just kind of like audited the Ed Camp, right? They just kind of came down there and were watching and talking to people and saying like, hey, yeah, what are you doing and whatever. And, you know, and then they'd say, probably say like, okay, well, we've got they probably just want to make people aware that they've got Camtasia and probably just donated some t-shirts.
Right.
At that point, right? But I mean, I'm not offended. I'm not as much offended by that. You're true. But it's like, here, we're going to give away a bunch of, you know, stuff. I don't know. It just seems interesting. I just thought I saw that today. So I was like, I wondered if at Ed Camp, when we go to Ed Camp Leadership in 2 weeks, I really want to talk about like, we need to get people knowing the rules or the quit, like, you know, then they're like, okay, it's not an Ed Camp then, it's an unconference, you know. And I do the unconference at Q, and I'm going to do it again this year. And that's fine, because we really, when you go to the unconference, we just sit in a room and I try and talk to people. People go, hey, I want to know about this. And I'll be like, okay, I personally don't know about this, but I do know if you're looking for, I would just give an example. Like, I remember I did it with Seliskar the first year, right? Jason Seliskar. Right. And like, right. Like he knew this. I'm like, yeah, go with Jason. If you want to know this stuff about like iBooks author or iTunes, he's big on iTunes, right?
Yeah, totally. He's an Apple distinguished guy.
Right. So I said, here, go to, I know iTunes U, but Jason knows it better. Talk to Jason. He's right there.
And then don't you feel like that at the unconference at Q, it was great, but was more of like a open tutoring session,
yeah,
rather than like a true Ed Camp style unconference. I mean, for there sure, wasn't really like sure, a board necessarily. That was, I mean, there were topics and things like that you could post and put on tables or whatever, but it wasn't really like, here's a Ed Camp style unconference.
Right, and they can't really do an Ed Camp style thing there. I mean, there's rules that are involved. I mean, and it's a paid conference, so you can't really say it's an Ed Camp inside a conference, right? So you say it's the unconference. And I know it. You know what it to me it is, Scott? It's almost like people come in for confessional, and they come in and they sit down at my table, and they go, "I go, okay, I know you. I bless you. You have sinned. You have not been integrating technology as much as you should. What would you like to know? This is what you do. Amen. Give me three Hail Marys and go use Adobe Spark Video. It's the gateway drug to using technology. Thank you. You are absolved. I'll send you on your way." But it is. That's what I like when people go in there and just kind of like ask questions. And I'm like, okay, well, I don't know. I'm really honest with them because I like to connect people. That's my thing, right? I feel like that's kind of my thing. I feel like I know a lot of ed tech people, especially at Q now. So I go, here, go talk to Scott Bedley. He's using, you know, sound prompts for writing in his fifth grade classroom. Go talk to him. He's right there.
Well, I mean, that's the power of like IPDX, right? Is that you get to go and connect with the speakers after you hear their presentation, after they share with you what they're doing and they guide you. I really think they're more facilitators at that conference than speakers. Mm-hmm. But I think that's what the power is in the unconference kind of like format at Q almost becomes that, because somebody could go into a session and be like, okay, that was cool, but I don't really know how to do that. And I need someone to sit with me to do that. And that's kind of almost where it becomes like this unconference tutorial.
Yeah. I'll sit there and tell people whatever they will. I'll show them whatever, you know, it's like, here, I don't know about Twitter. And I'm like, okay, well here, let me show you some things about Twitter then. And here, you know, here's some good people to follow. I'll give you one person not to follow. That's the Scott Teach. Follow him.
But follow Teach Bedley. Nobody is following
me. That's right. But follow this guy, TBET63, because TBET63 is a winner. And then I also say, follow Mr. Technology.
Yeah, I mean, I pretty much have too many followers already, John. So
that's right.
I was clicking around on Twitter, and I was just going like, "Oh, how many Twitter followers does she have now?" I'm like, "Oh my gosh, 27,000!" I still don't even have 2,000.
27,000.
How much does she have? Oh my gosh, how much does she have? Well, I guess I'm not doing this thing right. I'm not pumping my numbers up. John, help me. Teach me the ways.
Okay, so I can tell you
the 10,000 master.
So here's the way. I thought about this. I could probably I thought about doing this as a social experiment, actually. Okay, what if I took my name real quick, changed it back to iPad Sammy, gained a bunch of people, and then you know what I would do is I would just go and look at Twitter chats and just start following everyone. And I bet you they would follow you back. I bet you I could get my followers up to 20,000 in a month if I want. You know what I'm saying? I don't really want to do that experiment, but I bet you I could. I mean,
is there an app that would do that for me? I could just follow people back and.
Yeah. We call it the pay for your Twitter followers app. Do you remember that, John? I know. Do you remember?
People buy Twitter followers?
Do you remember? I saw a podcast that I don't think is on in the air anymore, but it barely had any people listening. I mean, it had some people listening to it.
Are you talking about the Bedley Brothers?
No, I'm not talking about the Bedley Brothers. No, because, yeah, I mean, that's, you know, there's at least dozens of people that listen to the Bedley Brothers. Don't get me wrong. There's at least half dozens of people that listen to this show. But I looked at their Twitter. I'm like, they've got 6,000 followers on their Twitter feed for their podcast. I'm like, come on now. And then I actually put it through one of those, like, see if your Twitter followers are fake. And it came back so fake, let me tell you. I'm like, why would you even pay for that? I'm like, wouldn't you just rather really connect with people? No, some people.
Maybe they got advice or something like that. Like, this is how you get followers. And
that's their problem right there. They got advice from the wrong people. We trust these people that you're like, hey, yeah, it's easy. Watch. Teaching's like marketing. Watch this. Here, I can do this. And here, if I do this. Or how about this one? I thought about this the other day. If I just say enough controversial things and I tweet it out like 300 times a day, eventually one of the things that I say will actually like get traction. And then that helps me get to it. Like, I could just keep saying like, oh, Betsy Debo, she's a blah, 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 blah. Or, I wish she would blah, 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 blah. Or I would, you know, I'm against guns in schools, or I like bears in school. I don't know. But, you know, you keep throwing out enough tweets, and eventually one of them will get traction of people, right? You know? It's like the machine gun theory of tweeting.
There are some people that do that. I would say, just from my own experience of blogging, is my one blog post that probably has the most reads, hands down.
Is it your Woody Harrelson one?
Yes.
On grumpyoldteachers.com?
Yeah,
I'm still waiting for that one.
I told you March 9th, I would have it to you by March 9th, John.
Yeah, that's right. You said January 12th, I think.
January 9th.
January 9th, okay. March 9th. It's okay. All right. Well, wait. Well, it'll be when I upload the last podcast and this one, too.
I actually put out a blog post on Global
Screen. I know. I retweeted it. And then you said, did you like that one? I said, I didn't read it.
Thanks a lot, John.
But I retweeted it. I just trusted that you hadn't blogged for so long that it was bound to be good.
I'm sure it has a lot of grammatical errors. I'll put it that way. I've got like 30 blog posts queued up, and I just don't release them because I don't know why.
Okay. I've got them all in my head.
But my blog post that got the most reads by far.
Okay.
Like literally like thousands of reads. Every other one has like 20.
Okay. What was this one?
Optional homework.
Right. Just
blog or tweet about homework and you're going to get it done.
Homework. No.
God,
homework.
That topic is that topic just like makes people go crazy. It's weird.
They get nuts.
Yeah.
Come on, baby. Let's get nuts. No homework. All right. Let's go ahead. Speaking of musicals, let's go right to the heart of Texas music, Austin, Texas, and the TCA Boat Show. Here we go. Scott, I'm gonna read off some titles to you, and you say archive, desktop, or delete. Do you want to explain the rules one more time?
Yeah, if you want to archive it, you'll save it. You might want to come back to it later. If you're gonna desktop, like you're using it like daily, mm-hmm. and if you're deleting it, you don't want to have anything to do with it.
Okay, so here we go. First one. All right, so
play along at home. You know, just
play along at home.
Shout it out or honk your horn if you want to delete it or something like that.
I'm on the Wednesday schedule of TCA when it really starts to get cooking.
And what is TCA? TCA?
Texas Computer Educating Association.
Gotcha.
Okay. That was a pretty good guess. I think that's it. Okay. Here we go. TCA. And by the way, TCA conference is can be 5 days. And Monday and Tuesday are a little bit tame, but Wednesday, Thursday, and then a half day Friday, and you're getting cooking. And I just want to say that,
dude, how are people not burnt out by Wednesday?
It was fun because you can eat a lot down there.
You could eat a lot in Palm Springs.
Yeah, you could eat a lot in Palm Springs. I just want to say that TCA, I do love you as a conference because it did help me grow as an educator into the legend of iPad Sammy that I was. And then after I moved out of Texas, the legend that I've tried to kill. Okay, here we go. Techno Gigabytes. And no is spelled K-N-O-W-A and it's Gigabytes. What do you think about that one? Does that say anything? How about the power of the iPad 7 years in? To the iPad. Like that. How about to cast or not to cast? I'll cast. What is that even about?
What?
That's what it says. To cast.
I'm gonna delete all those. Although I don't mind a good iPad session. I really don't. I still like the iPad.
So the funny thing is, to cast or not to cast, the person stole my little three dot ellipses thing that I love to use too. I use that in tweets all the time. Yeah. I can't even understand some of these. Using tech to move to distinguished in T-tests. I don't know what that is.
John, this just in.
Okay, what's going on?
Nobody knows what that is.
Okay, that's good. There's some 3D printing ones. That's good. Augmented reality and education. Oh, two guys and an iPad must have been there.
John, you know who likes 3D printing?
I know who that is. Mr. McNology, you know how I know? Because he talks about it all the time, all the time.
He has got the fever.
How about this one? Convention buddies. You know what? If you come to the Q conference, I'll do the convention buddies session with you. I'll take you out to what's the place that's with the breakfast?
Sherman's.
Sherman's. I'll go to Sherman's. I'll get a little I get the liver, right? And everybody goes crazy.
And everyone's like, where are you from? Chicago?
Yeah. How about this one? Let's tinker.
Oh,
you like that one, right? So I told you.
Yeah, I'll take that.
How about this one? There's another VR one. OMG.
I'm desktoping that one, by the way.
OMG with VR.
I'm deleting that right now. Yeah. I just heard a talk show on VR today, and it was a tech talk show. It wasn't education related. Uh-huh. And the guy has like the Oculus, and he's got like all the different ones. No, it wasn't, but that's funny. And he said, you know, like a month in, they're like, don't work very well anymore. And like, even his teenage son is uninterested. And I'm like, yeah, right. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Novelty.
So here's another one. Hashtag we are VR, a crash course of virtual reality going on at the same time. And then here comes augment your classroom with AR apps. Right behind it. So can we say people are riding the VR AR train right now?
Hey, listen, I've seen some people with their new like animated image of themselves with like VR things over their head as mm-hmm. their have you seen those yet, John?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yes, you have.
Yes, I have. Here's one. Ooh, look at this one. It's Google Magic. It's Google Magic, bum 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 bum. Google Magic.
I know the magic they're talking about. You can now put a video into Google Slides. Incredible! Oh,
you know what else you can do? You can put
innovative.
You can put a column in a Google Doc.
Oh my gosh!
Oh my god! Oh my god!
Celebrate it so on Facebook.
Introduction to Classroom App.
What? What?
I don't know. That's what it says.
Classroom app.
It's a zoo out there, K through 2 PBL. You like that one? No. Maker spaces with 1,000 kids. I am not crazy. Repeat, I am not crazy. Megatrend ahead, how to plug into IT as a utility.
Yes, I actually, that interests me.
That one does, huh?
No. Not at all. Okay.
How about this one? PPRA and COPA and SIPA and FERPA, WTH. That's, I swear to God, how can I make this stuff up?
Listen, I hear enough about those at every single training I go to.
How about this one? SCUC.
I don't want to hear about any more FERPAs.
SCUCU. It's not your grandma's PD.
Sounds like a college football game to me, John.
No, what's SCUCU? The power of Google Sites. They actually made it.
Either halfway. I'm like way out of it and it's so far ahead, I just can't even.
Okay, all right. Here,
which is probably the truth.
I skipped one for you here. Let me go back real quick. It was, here's one. Immerse students in STEAM using virtual reality. There's virtual reality. They were letting any session in.
If you just put it in the title. There was a time, John, when if you had the word iPad in your title, you were getting a session.
I know. Well, that was when I used to
Google. You got a Google in your title. You're getting a session, right?
I know, but I mean, that's I lived that iPad.
Right, stuff. Right. And now it's like
that train.
I guess it's like if you got it, you want to get approved.
Yeah.
And you need to get approved right now for next year's TCEA, right?
That's right. It's the clock is ticking. May 31st, the last day of school in Texas. So stupid.
I remember, 2018, right?
I remember, right. No, right. For 2018, for beginning of February, May 31st of this year. So for 2018.
I'm going to submit a session, John. I'm telling you right now.
Okay.
On how to automate your classroom so you can just relax.
Okay.
Automate your classroom and relax.
There we go.
That's my session title.
Mine's going to be the power of worksheets.
How about digital worksheets changing your test scores?
Tweet, Twitter, I'll take the journey. I'm not kidding. Unleash the power of OneNote staff notebook.
Scott,
that's a good one.
I like the classroom.
Okay.
But
All right, that was just the 9 o'clock session. Now it's the 10 o'clock sessions on. So we're not going to get. Let's see. 1,000.
Wow, and then we just lost like the three listeners. That just kidding. They're like, no, they're really just going to read through sessions for an hour.
No, yes, all right. So we'll yes, all right, so here, I'll read through a couple more. So explore the world with Google Expeditions VR. So there's more VR.
Okay. Have you, by the way, John, have you done any of the Google Expedition stuff?
We've done it in our district. I personally have not, but we did it and it got good response.
Yeah, no, it's, yeah. I did it in my district when they came through and did it with the district and things like that. And now it's gone and nobody does it. And it hasn't made any kind of an impact at all.
Right. Somebody was asking about it actually this last week and said, do we have like the Google Cardboard? And then somebody's like, I don't know. I think so. I don't know. You know, and then they lost interest. And then it was like,
check on the Yahoo. We'll see if we
can. How about this one? Let's get moving. Creating an inspired. Oh, how do they even let this title through? It doesn't even make sense. Let's get moving. Creating an inspired with a musical maker.
What?
Wouldn't it be creating and inspiring with a musical maker?
Creating and inspiring with a musical
maker. Creating and inspired.
That just is. Maybe that's kind of the draw, is a little bit of curiosity about what it really is.
This one has buzzword PLC and groups in Office 365.
Yeah.
Think like a scientist.
I'm deleting. I like the 365. I like the, you know, one of the things I really like about Microsoft Forms, and I use Google Forms too, John. I'm not trying to hack for Microsoft, but one thing, if Google could make their forms better, it would be like do what Microsoft does in their forms. Mm-hmm. Is when I scroll down the total responses and I see the graph from my entire class, mm-hmm. I can also at the exact same time hover over that and see the students or the names of the people that responded to each of those answers.
Mm-hmm. That would be good.
Whereas in Google Forms, you have to go to either the spreadsheet mm-hmm. and sort or whatever, or you have mm-hmm. to go through the individual responses, which is like a whole nother step. So I like the integration that they have better on their forms.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. Hey, how about using tech to its maximum potential with Sammer?
Is that still a thing?
Yeah, apparently in Texas. Oh, look here.
Or is that a guy?
I know who's doing this one. Ready? I actually know, because I haven't been looking at who's been presenting. So okay. If I offended you, I mean, we're just reading the titles. We're not doing it. I mean, never mind the fact that we're kind of...
These could be great sessions.
Yeah, they could be great. They could be people that I know.
We're just being grumpy. We're saying, get off our lawn. That title sucks.
Right, get off our lawn. So I know who did this one. Student-centered classrooms featuring Alice... Oh, wait, hold on. Alice Keeler! Alice Keeler went to TCA this year. Look, they must have paid her. Good for Alice.
She's money.
Good job.
I think I saw a couple tweets coming across and like pack sessions.
Nice.
She is one popular gal out there right now.
Yeah, I mean, it's not there anymore, but yeah, she's probably back home.
Is she?
Fresno, I'm sure.
She could still be there doing coffee with people.
Yeah, she could. She'd be going to Austin City Limits and partying with the Foo Fighters for all we know. She's Alice Keeler. Amazing stories with Adobe Spark video and page. That sounds like a session that Sammy would do.
Yeah, right, that there. Sounds like your session, actually.
I know. What I'm gonna, maybe I'll have to see you did that. Okay, let's see. Here we go. And then we'll stop it from there. It's an hour and a half.
Oh, that's good. That's a nice amount of time.
All right, Matt Lyons from Fort Bend ISD. You are our official winner of the TCA Grumpy Old Teachers giveaway. Please
win nothing.
You know what? I could probably dig you up a nice iPad case or something if you tweet back at us. So there we go.
Yeah.
You win. Watch, I'm going to now this is such a great probably thing that I'm going to go all the way back to the front. Yep, there it is.
Now, somebody on another podcast is probably ripping on my title at Q.
What is your title at Q?
Play something about, you know, the prescription for innovation was play.
You should do like a little equation then, or you should just write it politically.
It's kind of like equationally.
Okay. Listed. The equation for what was it? Say it one more time. I'll give you a good one. Here we go.
Prescription for innovation, play.
The equation for innovation, play plus play equals fun.
There See, I should always consult with you, John. I apologize.
No, nobody would go to that session. Here's one: the Four Seas casserole.
Cheese.
I know. Now I'm on Thursday.
Chicken. Oh,
wait, was Brian Briggs there? Drones and Steam 101.
Brian Briggs is awesome.
From grassroots to 17,000 strong. Do you want to see what that is? Let's see who does that one. Okay, here we
see
go.
See it.
That's
what is that? I want to hear what that's about.
Okay, so this has some big wigs in it. We just picked up. We picked a
hot. Edgy famous.
Yeah, like, we're gonna be banned from TCA. Did you know the history of TCA? Did you know that TCA is founded on the grassroots in quotation marks movement? Okay. Come meet the leaders who contributed to the strong foundation of this organization. Oh my God, just get over yourselves. They will share their visions and efforts to build a support group that feeds their passions today. We will also share the future of TCA as we see it. One CPE credit, you must arrive. Okay, so it's Dr. Carrie Murphy, TCA past presidents, Kathy Kaufman, Barbara Brown, Dr. Steve Rainwater, and Lee Sleeper.
Lee Sleeper,
I've actually heard of. He's always up there. He's okay. A big TCA wig.
That would be an awesome teacher's name. Whose class are you in? I'm in Mr. Sleeper's class.
You would have low expectations in that class.
It's That's not that much right? different from Mr. Bedley's class.
I know, really. That's they're like they actually your nickname, Mr. Sleeper. Catch up on your stuff. Catch up on your sleep. All right. So anyway, that's a little close from the TCA conference. But yeah, I don't know. That seems interesting. I'm looking to see if we get. Oh, here it is.
Winner, chicken dinner.
It's all about that BASE in all capitals base. You want to try that one out? It's all about that base. About that base. That is from. The winning people for this one, if you would like to contact us on Grumpy Old Teachers, and I will be happy to give you a $10 Starbucks gift card, is Jerry Stopper and Linda Thorpe Nall from Louisville ISD. You are the winners. Do you want to know how to, Scott, do you want to know how to create a supportive academic environment for students with emotional needs while using Google Forms and the data generated to show progress for teachers, special educators, and administrators? Well, nice. Get ready to know all you can about the behavior and academic support environment every campus needs. Boom. All about that base. About that base. No Microsoft Forms. It's all about that base. About that base. We love Google. It's all about that base. About that base. We love. Yeah, I wonder if they would talk about that. Like, if
Wait, you keep it. Going, John. I'm
Did you like that? Oh man, that's a good one. That's a good topic. I was surprised that wasn't my old boss, Mr. Hooker.
Oh yeah,
because he loves the song. He loves the snappy ones. Did I ever tell you about the time he dresses up like a zombie for one of them?
It's yeah, well, yeah. Doesn't he do that for all of them?
He's all about the theater and the drama.
People like that.
Mr. Hooker gets the drama sound effect. I know, dressed up like it's the zombie apocalypse. And then I think he actually has so many iPads in his school district that he actually takes like a broken one and then eats it like a zombie.
That's awesome.
That should be it.
I want to see that.
That should be a book. Eat like a zombie. Eat iPads like a zombie. There it is. Dave Burgess, I'm writing it.
Done.
Done.
He's sending you the manuscript tomorrow, Dave.
Speaking of done, I don't know when we started, but we should probably stop.
We probably should. We got a lot more to talk about, John. We're going to have to do another show soon.
Okay, so let's try. We're trying for every other week. I have
Are we off on that?
Well, if I upload the thing, then yeah, I'd have to upload the podcast. Okay, so while we talk about it, don't forget we've got grumpyoldteachers.com, the website, where we have not posted anything since the last podcast, but a blog post from Scott Bedley will be forthcoming. We could rip his one off of his blog about Global School Play Day, but we're really waiting on the Woody Harrelson story.
No one could even find my blog. That's the best thing, is no one would even know where to find
that. You know what? That's a website we should register right there. No one can find my blog.com. That would be a thing.
Grab the URL tonight.
You know what? we're not gonna. I will. You know, it's gonna be a while before I put this up. I'm going to GoDaddy right now. I got
a great Letterman thing going with the pen and the like writing and stuff like that.
I know. It's like a fun Letterman thing. I have my big Evernote piece of green stuff right here. I've got like a big Post-it that I use. So anyway, thanks for listening, people. Scott, we have nothing to plug right now except for that. We will still say
we'll be speaking out at Q, John.
We'll be speaking at Q. So like
Saturday if you're out at Q 2017, Saturday at from 9 to 10, another killer spot that people are going to be dying to get into.
Right. People are really into those Saturday early morning sessions.
Yeah. After the Friday night street fair.
Right. After the Friday night street fair, which we will be attending. By the way, we're looking for a GoFundMe to get Duran Duran tickets. If you want to accompany us, once we heard there were $135, we cooled on the Duran Duran concert a little bit. But if you're in the area, you want to go, maybe we can raffle off.
We will drive you. We will be your
chauffeur. We would buy you a beverage of your choice. And you can have the company of us for the entire Duran Duran concert. And
could they even be guests on the show, John?
They could be guests on the show that we will do live remote from Palm Springs. And
maybe even with Duran Duran, I mean.
Yeah, because I was going to say, at the opening of the Hard Rock in 1994, not only did I meet Simon Le Bon, who is a personal idol of mine, not only did he get
You struck me as a John Taylor guy. I'm sorry.
These are all true facts, by the way. This is better than your Woody Harrelson blog that you'll never write. And not only did I meet him at the Hard Rock, he made out with one of my friends because he was that hammered. He got up on a motorcycle slot machine and recited a poem to us because we said we had just seen him in concert and we really liked his rendition of White Lines by Grandmaster Flash, which I did at that time. And not now in retrospect, but I also won some money and lent him $1.25 and made him play a hand of video poker on me. I am probably the only person in the world that has lent Simon Le Bon $1.25. I mean, come on.
I don't know. The years, like some of those years after the 80s, I think are a little bit thin for Duran Duran.
Yeah, this was 94. So he was kind of, I couldn't believe he made out with my friend, though. He actually did. He like laid a big, well, not made out with her. He made a big, put a big smooch on her.
Yeah, well, hey, listen. You know, I'm sure she wasn't the first.
Yeah. No, I'm sure she wasn't. So anyway, that was a fun night, though. That was also the night.
Did we just go sideways on this show?
You did. Anyway, of course, I derailed us. But so the main point is Duran Duran. If any of those people from TCA want to make it over to the National Q Conference, with three that we mentioned, we'll definitely try and get you into the Duran Duran concert. If you can pay your expenses out to the National Q, we'll buy you the ticket, which are $135. If
I fly into Orange County, I'll drive them out too.
How are Duran Duran tickets $135? I don't understand that.
They only have about 100 seats available, John. That's why.
Is that right?
No, I have no idea.
I would love to go to that then.
You know why it is? Because their audience is now.
Right.
In their highest money gathering time of their lives, and they're going to grab it.
Oh my God. I had to mute on that one. You made me call. And on that note, we will. Oh, by the way, thank you. Here we go. This is my new sign off speech.
Oh, let me hear it.
Thank you for listening, Betsy DeVos, and we'll catch you on the flip side. You have been listening to Techlandia, a member of the Education Podcast Network. For more great content, please visit techlandiaradio.com and edupodcastnetwork.com.